ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
Argentina, champions of the world, and the nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interview.
She's on happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. This is blasphemous.
Let me finish.
Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport, it's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
Top Hit Tuesday, and it's your top team of pundits on Zimbabwe's top sports show, ZFM Sport. Good evening, Zimbabwe. In the studio, Sean Tafirenyika, our producer, and of course, he's fronting up a lineup that includes Chris Meadsy, Barry Menandi, and myself, Mike Madoda. Great show we got lined up for you today. We are diving deep into the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. We'll tell one coach, Herbert Jompano Marua, looks to improve his team ahead of the new season of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League.
As a coach, apana coach and Dog Tamba, she started to daughter number 5. Munu is a coach who is a daughter number 1.
From the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, we have our staple on a Tuesday, which is the Formula One report, proudly brought to you by Zimoco. And in the news, George Russell says that Mercedes' 2026 car is already ticking the boxes.
I am getting excited to go racing, to be honest. It's kind of like, it's like doing your homework versus not that an exam is exciting, but it's like we're building up to go racing and to go qualifying and competing.
And the beautiful game will kick off on the continent today. We'll have a review of the CAF Champions League, where Al Hilal Omdurman stunned South African champions Mamelodi Sundowns.
Bumakisha picks it up on the right hand side. There's a chance. He goes for a shot. Oh, wow! Look at that for a strike. That was a belter. Long drive into the corner. How you beat Dennis Onyango.
See. Well, Barry, let's start there with Sundowns. I know the gap is closing in African football between the smaller nations and the bigger nations, between the smaller clubs and the bigger clubs. Al Hilal, of course, none of those. Mm. But generally, it would have been expected of Sundowns to do a lot better in that game.
Yeah, and I think that's where the frustration of the Mamelodi Sundowns fans, the Yellow Nation, they're crying out and saying that ordinarily we should dispatch your Al Hilal of this world. Listen, with respect to Al Hilal, they're a big name on the continent, but as you quite rightly point out, they should have dispatched them. I think we might see changes towards the end of the season at Sundowns.
Right, and of course Formula 1, Chris, George Russell, he's sounding bullish, and so he has to, because Mercedes will be looking to challenge for the Formula 1 title this season.
Definitely, I think George Russell has a big job on his hands in order just to, first of all, rally the support of the Mercedes fans around him again. I think last season was bit of a womp. So yeah, this season they've got to do something different, and this car better be what he says it is.
All right, 0772-168-045. You've just heard the thoughts of Barry and Chris in studio. We'd love to hear yours on that number. That's our WhatsApp platform, 0772-168-045. Don't forget, ZFM Sport is available as a podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. Simply search for ZFM Sport and subscribe.
From Rufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
SETV local sports news roundup.
Was that supposed to be me?
It was.
I totally forgot. You've lost your...
Why is Chris giving me that up?
You haven't gained your
seat. And you were giving me an eye back. I lost.
Yeah. Totally. That's what tells you I've been away for too long. Anything exciting happened whilst I was away, by the way?
Lots. Too much.
Manchester United won 3 matches.
Yeah, and
yes.
And Alois was insufferable.
And United have been scoring really good goals.
Really good goals. Yeah.
Freakishly good.
Yeah.
Madrid got penalties and Mbappe put them away.
Okay. That's not news. That was happening before I left.
I was just saying, it continues.
It's continued. Locally, anything else?
Locally, what was...
The Chevrons lost.
The young Chevrons. Yeah. Yes, the young Chevrons lost. All the Premier League teams left the country, going somewhere here and there, except Highlanders and Diamonds.
Highlanders got their new bus. They might be thinking of a trip.
Yes.
Now that they have a new bus.
This morning, they announced that they're going across to Malawi.
There we go. And a nice trip. They could have gone into Botswana. They could have gone into South Africa, but they're going to drive right across Zimbabwe. Let the people in Harare see our bus.
As we come through.
And then we head to Malawi. Wow, interesting days.
Interesting days.
Well, right. Let's get the show on the road, of course, with that news that Tel 1 have moved to de-escalate expectations for the upcoming Castle Lager Premier Soccer League season, with club president Oscar Ndure confirming they will not pressure coach Herbert Marua for title glory. Despite a flirtation with the championship last year, the Wi-Fi boys are opting for a patient approach, aiming to solidify their foundation before making a sustained charge for the title in the coming years. Let's hear from Herbert Marua.
As a coach, hapana coach anoda kutamba achitaura kuti ndinoita number 5. Munhu wese coach wese anenge ati ndinoita number 1. And as a coach again, munozotarisa wega kuti it's not about winning the league. It's all about are you developing the players? Unofanira kucocha vanhu kuti akaita work in any team anokosikosikotamba. Ukatora ukakocha munhu anofanira kunotamba national team. Ukakocha munhu anofanira kutengwa ne another team. Ukakocha munhu anofanira kuita superstar. Anofanira unofanira kuti pese pawakocha unofanira kuwana vanhu vanoenda pakalenda.
Herbert Marua there, the man that they call Jompano, speaking about his approach for the forthcoming season. The first point he makes is obviously that every coach at the start of the season has title aspirations. And then secondly, that the job of a good coach is to develop players that become attractive in the league. And that's where I want to start, Barry, because that is the balance that many coaches have failed to get, isn't it, in our top flight?
100%. Lots of coaches and that's because they don't listen enough to ZFM Sport.
What would they learn?
We consistently talk about the fact that one of the issues that we look out for when a coach has arrived at a club is whether the players are getting better. We've got to see that at the very minimum, regardless of results. Are the players getting better? Are they better than they were the day before? And that will show you that, okay, they're being coached, number one. Number two, they're headed in the right direction. So Herbert Marua is absolutely correct. I love the little sting in the tail when he talked about player Anvana, it's a soccer star. Washington Navaya was a soccer star.
I was going to bring that up and ask Chris that, you know what? Well, he's got the evidence, isn't it? Because he's got the soccer star of the year. He produced the soccer star of the year.
Yes.
And also the golden boot winner. And I think it also just spoke volumes into his attacking philosophy.
Yeah.
We often talk about our coaches in our local top flight being scared to lose. But Tel 1, I think, was one of the different teams. They were an anomaly because they were a team that when they set up their stall, they were going for victory.
Yeah, definitely. And when you take a look at a team like Tel 1, I think especially this season, they sort of were just coming in, not under the radar necessarily, but no one was really looking out in Gweru to say, you know, Tel 1's going to pose a threat.
No one.
So what that allowed them to do is they were an almost an unqualified unknown entity. So whenever he came up against a team, I think until about halfway through the season, where you could now see that, you know what, coming up against Tel 1, it's a bit of a giant slayer team. And again, they set up their stroll differently regardless of the opposition that's coming through. And again, it goes down to you're able to score those goals. You've got the golden boot. You've got the soccer star of the year. And continuing that, I think, is going to be key for them this season, because a lot of coaches who are at other clubs, possibly with higher pressure in terms of expectation, will take a look at it and say, you know what, I'm coming up against Scotland. They've got all these players. I might as well dumb it down and make sure that they just don't score. But I think just front-footing it and ensuring that they go for the win every single time, I think was very good for Taiwan. And they ended the league in a very good place as a result of that.
Well, Barry, do they now face perhaps a bigger challenge, a tougher season ahead, principally because of two things? I want to hear your thoughts on this. The fact that Chris did allude to it, the fact that there were, something of an unknown quantity last season. So teams weren't paying that much attention to them, especially in the first half of the season, until everyone suddenly realized that, my goodness, Taiwan is playing good football, and Taiwan are well coached and well prepared. And then secondly, the fact that they've lost the reigning Soccer Star of the Year and Golden Boot winner, he's moved along to Hard Rock, the newcomers in the league in the Midlands province. Does that mean that it may be a tougher season for Taiwan this time?
It may be, because obviously people know you now, they know what to expect, and they're going to be on their guard, like Chris was saying, second half of the season. In terms of the loss of Washington Avaya, I think they've replaced him to an extent with bringing in Jerich Pangura, who was out at Yada. We know him, quality striker, can do a job. It's just a question of whether those legs can carry him, but otherwise can do a job. Also experience there. So I think that's a like-for-like replacement. So up front, they should still have a lot. Also, bringing in Innocent Mchineka, I think, helps them, because, again, that's experience, that's stability. He's very calm on the ball. They love to pass it around and create chances. So I think this is going to assist with the likes of Makarati still there and so on. So I think, Taiwan will be there or thereabouts, but, it's going to be tougher this year.
And, of course, other players that they've brought in, goalkeeper Admo Mawere, who was previously based in Spain. And then you've got, of course, another goalkeeper in Takutsu Wachikosi, midfielder Chelsea Nyakope, as well as striker Farai Matatu. So those are the players that, of course, have been brought in. And, of course, they've got a very brutal opening schedule, and it reads something like a nightmare. A clash with traditional giants, Dynamos, is followed immediately by a showdown with last year's silver medalist Moors. And then the daunting opening schedule continues with a clash against 2024 champion Simbabora before they face off with former champions FC Platinum, while reigning champion Scotland lie in wait on match day 5. Now, Chris, they don't have very long to wait, do they?
Nope.
To know whether they're going to be having a good season or not.
Immediately. And unfortunately, that's the kind of start that can completely crush your season.
Yeah.
Because if you're able to,
can only go two ways. Either you nail it or
you don't.
And
you can completely deflate the players. Very interesting opening run, but I think there's very few gimmies in our league now anyway. Take a look at the increase in competition, you've got a lot more competition, especially in that top 10. So it's going to be an interesting one. And Taiwan, I think, will do well to show that they can continue with their philosophy, regardless of the opposition that's coming and regardless of this run that they've got as well. While everyone is still, I think what they'll benefit from is everyone is still sort of establishing themselves and setting up, and these teams are still gelling, especially at a place like Dynamo. So they've got a little bit of that going for them, but they've got to have their wits about them in those first 5 games.
Barry, the good thing I see, or perhaps advantage I see that they may have over any of these teams, is continuity.
Continuity,
because
yes.
I take a look at Dynamos. We know the problems at Dynamos at the moment. You also take a look at Simbabora. Their issues there. Lots of new players. They've lost their coach. They've lost several good players. FC Platinum again, new coach in the door, several new players as well. So that's a rebuilding project. Scotland, of course, we know they're going to be very good because they've started their pre-season early. They've got Norman Mapeza, who's got a point to prove, and we know the investment in the team and the quality that they have. But there are opportunities there, because I take a look at Telwan. They haven't lost a lot of players. Yes, they've lost their talisman,
yes,
but they've retained the bulk of their squad, added a few more players to cover for the goals, and perhaps that could be the advantage they have over these teams.
Yeah, I think so. Certainly over Dynamos, I think that that's a 50-50 game. Although we'll know exactly where Dynamos is on the 28th when we watch that Castle Challenge Cup where they take on Scotland in the curtain raiser to the season. And then if they get shellacking against Scotland, then that's going to be a deflation for them before they take on Telwan. Advantage Telwan. I think that's a gimme. If you're looking for a gimme, Dynamos is likely to be the gimme. Everything else is hard going.
Stay right where you are. Move to the groove of the nation. The home front. Local sports news and analysis.
All-round heroics weren't enough for the Netherlands as Zimbabwe registered a comfortable 29-run win on their T20 World Cup 2026 warm-up game in Colombo. An unbeaten half-century from Ryan Bull and contributions from the rest of the top order held Zimbabwe post 178-9 before Richard Ngarava took two wickets in the first over, and Netherlands never recovered in the chase. In athletics news, Zimbabwe is set to make its mark on the Africa Q sports scene with three of its top referees, that's Rumbidzai Chipangamate, Perfect Chidakwa and Willie Mutingwa, being appointed to officiate at the All Africa Pool Association Championship Tournament in Durban, South Africa. The trio's expertise and knowledge of black ball rules have earned them a spot at the prestigious event, which features over 10 African countries. Let's finish off with news out of darts. Zimbabwe-based Rev Darts Club have been crowned the 2026 Champion of Champions after they beat nine other clubs at Cameron Motor Sports Club in Kadoma this past weekend.
Cameron Motor!
Memories, right?
Good memories.
Wow. Rev took the title from RBZ Bulawayo, who won the tournament last year in Mutare. Inspired by Tinoda Ishema Bika, who won the Best Player Award, they got the better of Bull Hits from Manicaland in the final.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play. From sunny Melbourne to the streets of Monaco, the deserts of Bahrain to the jungles of Brazil, get up to speed on the Formula One Report. The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zimoco, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zimoco, specialized service for special brands.
Now, question. Do double cabs leave you feeling underwhelmed? Mikey, double cabs, what's yours to take?
Have you ever had a double cab, Mike?
I've driven.
You've driven one.
I've never owned one.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Yeah, it's not my immediate.
It's not your go-to.
Yeah, it's not my go-to.
Oh. Yeah. Powerful, yes. But where's the excitement and comfort you truly want? Meet the GWM P300, Michael. It's a double cab. Tough enough for any road, smooth enough for the city. It's ready for your daily grind. The P300 redefines what a double cab can be.
It doesn't just meet expectations, it sets a new standard. Power comes from a dynamic 2.4-litre turbo diesel engine paired with intelligent 9-speed automatic gearbox, ensuring a remarkably smooth ride every time. Get in and feel the difference.
While the pickup's interior is a pleasant surprise, featuring premium seats, a surprising amount of shoulder and leg room, and luxury features you wouldn't expect, everything's at your fingertips on the massive 12.3-inch touchscreen. Enjoy Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, and even wireless phone charging. Say goodbye to tangled cables. Stay tuned to find out more.
C.
In your Formula One news, George Russell says Mercedes' 2026 car is already ticking the boxes for the team on track, but that it is way too early to tell whether it'll prove to be a title winner.
I'm getting excited to go racing, to be honest. It's kind of like, it's like doing your homework versus not that an exam is exciting, but it's like we're building up to go racing and to go qualifying and competing, and that's where the excitement lies. But you know, the hard work you put in now is going to benefit you there. So I guess we're just enjoying seeing the progress that we're making and hoping it will be enough to put us in a good place.
See.
Now, Russell admits that they have been quite surprised by some of their rivals' early form in testing, particularly Red Bull, who have produced their own engine for the first time. Now, George Russell has reason, Chris, to be excited, because everyone has been impressed with the work that Mercedes has done, not least of all the bookmakers.
Yeah, definitely. And they've installed Russell and Mercedes as the preseason favourites for this year. And they are long tipped to excel in Formula One's new area of regulations, which featured the revised engine and chassis rules. So I think it's more a strong hope that because of the rule changes, Mercedes can crack on.
We'll be back.
They'll be back. Mm-hmm. But they've got competition in the form of Red Bull, who have really surprised them. They've made their own engine for the first time, but in that preseason testing, I think that early form has been looking quite good as well.
If Mercedes is back, Mike, it's a bit of a crowded grid, because then you've got McLaren that can make a shout. Yeah. Red Bull, you've got Ferrari that's there, and then Mercedes back there. That's 40% of the grid can possibly win the Drivers' Constructors' Championship. Exciting season, potentially.
Yeah, potentially, but that's why we should keep an eye on the teams, I think, during the testing, during the preseason, so that we can just gauge what level they are, especially with the rule changes, and of course some of the teams having new engines. So one thing to keep a lookout for is reliability, especially now. Who is going to have the most reliable car? And if you take a look at Mercedes, they seemed to underline their status as likely front runners by completing the most laps, 500 of any of at least the teams that were in Barcelona for a week's testing. And so it shows that the new W17 is showing strong reliability immediately. That I think is a boost for them. If the car can be reliable, then you can work on all the other issues.
It starts with keeping the car on track, doesn't it? So let's see how Mercedes gets on. Now, with the closed Barcelona shakedown now complete, Formula One will next head to Bahrain for two official preseason tests starting next Wednesday.
All
right, we're talking, of course, about the P300, which always delivers. If you are craving adventure, it certainly won't disappoint. It features a robust 4x4 system and electronic diff locks to conquer any terrain. Higher-end models even include a front toe winch. My son is always talking about a toe winch.
A toe winch. Which is that?
Yeah.
Tintin?
Yeah, Tintin.
Yes. He's the man.
He's on his toys. That's when you hook the little thing in the front. Yes. So the high-end models have that front toe winch, and it comes as standard. With its impressive towing capacity, you're going to easily bring all your gear and toys along for the ride.
In summary, the GWM P300 is tough on the outside, luxurious on the inside, and ready for anything. To get the full details of this truly amazing double cab pickup, get in touch with Zumoko, the GWM specialist, to discuss which model is right for you.
All GWM models are purchased through Zumoko come with a 7-year or 200,000-kilometer factory warranty for extra peace of mind and dedicated after-sales support that'll keep you on the road for longer. Secure your GWM P300 now. Email inquiries at zumoko.co.zw and level up your personal garage or corporate fleet with the extensive GWM range available only through Zumoko. Zumoko, specialized service for special brands.
The Formula One Report is proudly brought to you by Zumoko, the home of F1 brands Mercedes-Benz and Alfa Romeo in Zimbabwe. Zumoko, specialized service for special brands.
Hi, you're listening to ZFM Sport. My name's Graham Sharp, and I'm the first Zimbabwean to take on the Dakar Rally in a bike.
Z. Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We begin in Australia, where fast bowler Josh Hazlewood will miss the early stages of the T20 World Cup as he recovers from hamstring and Achilles injuries in another setback for the Baggy Greens. In Houston, South Africa, the Springboks will return to Adelaide for only the second time ever when they kick off the 2027 Rugby World Cup campaign against Italy on the 3rd of October before heading to Brisbane and Perth to face Georgia and Romania in their two remaining pool matches following the release of the World Cup schedule. In England, national rugby captain Mara Itoje will only be on the bench for his side's Six Nations Open against Wales at Twickenham this weekend. And in the United States, where we touched down, Golden State Warriors star Steph Curry will miss tonight's game against the Philadelphia 76ers with a persistent right knee issue that forced him out of his previous game.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo.
Fan Zone. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
Right, welcome to the Fan Zone. 0772-168-045. That's 0772-168-045. Across all socials, simply search for at ZFM Sport. Right, getting into our messages. And the another Formula One team to watch out for in 2026 is Aston Martin. With Red Bull's former car designer, the most successful car, Adrian Newey, as team principal, and Red Bull's former engine maker and a successful engine maker in Honda, they're forced to be reckoned with. I'm sure Adrian Newey will be out to prove a point, so he's also part owner. The only weakness is in the driver's Stroll, in my opinion. So he reckons that Lance Stroll, takes a look at him, yeah, decent driver, but not exactly the best. But
no,
he makes a fine point in terms of the guys who are out in the paddock.
He does. And again, it just crowds the front of that grid. Lance Stroll, definitely, I agree wholeheartedly, because I think he's lucky to have a very rich dad who was able to facilitate for him to drive in Formula One, but not a great driver at all. But Aston Martin will be there or thereabouts.
Azabla, Mike, good to have you back for a second there. I just thought Maitao Industrial Action Sir Cristiano. What are you guys' thoughts on it's such an Ronaldo?
It's a bit bizarre for me.
It's embarrassing.
To be on strike because you are worried that the other teams are strengthening, and you want your team. And these guys brought in quality players at Al Nassr.
Yeah.
Kingsley Coman.
Yes.
He's right there with them.
He's right there.
They've got very, very good team. They invested lots of players.
Yep.
And now that Benzema is joining Al Hilal, he's joined Al Hilal. It's completed the move. Mm-hmm. He's worried. And I think the worry for him is that he's won nothing in Saudi.
Yes. And it's especially bizarre for me because you can't... I don't know, man. You can't take Industrial Action because you don't particularly feel supported as a player, or however he's phrasing it for himself. It's just really strange. You're there to do a job, just do your job. If you now want to get into decision making and the higher ups, then please, by all means, leave the field.
Well, guys, that message we read just now on the Formula One, that was a shame, actually.
Really?
Yes.
That's impressive.
You know what? I don't feel bad. Do you know why? What? Because she didn't share her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What's her name?
Please let us know what's your name so we can...
And she... I want to add to her message again. Fernando Alonso, I think, is another key component of Aston Martin.
Yeah. That's it.
Easily one of the most talented drivers to ever do it.
And, it's Leticia.
Leticia.
Yeah, Leticia.
Leticia, you put Fernando Alonso in the mix. Aston Martin actually has a very good shot.
Has a decent team. Mm. Well, Leticia, thank you so much for sending through your message. And we move on with our message. And high sports team, Manchester United, Bora Varume. So he's happy.
Mm-hmm. They are. Look, let's see how long it lasts. Let's see how
I just want that guy to get a haircut. So I just need United.
I think
he
did. Didn't he?
No. Two more to go.
The guy.
Oh, yeah. No,
the guy
didn't.
Who wasn't
he
cutting
hasn't.
His
yeah,
hair.
He needed he hasn't. Five, didn't he?
He needed five in a row.
Five
that
in
might
a
be
row.
A tough ask.
It might be a tough ask.
But it's possible. They're on three now.
Yeah, they need two more.
Two to go.
And Carrick might be able to... push it over the line.
Hi, the best team in the country. Dynamos is cooking something big. Just wait and see. Mudara Bunjirans and D. Sanchez, but Dombosha away Manchester United. Well, to cook something big, you got to cook it with players in football.
Yeah, you do.
It can't be on hope and it can't be on bravado.
Yeah.
That no longer works now in Zimbabwe football. You got to have really good players.
And I've seen hints of that 25-man squad list that Genesis Mangome has assembled, and nothing jumps off the page and you go, wow, no, not yet.
Simbaba Lusaka says, Zanzibar, my daughter, welcome back. Thank you so much, Simbanzi. If Arsenal were to win the Premier League, then Nicholas Jova, their set-piece coach, should get a bigger bonus than Mikel and be considered for induction into the Premier League Hall of Fame. The man is doing a job never seen before. Arsenal are leading the log with all their attackers putting somewhat average performances. The difference is in the way they're utilizing their set pieces, and that's where Jova is coming in. You can see panic and fear in the opponents whenever Arsenal gets a corner.
Yes.
Let's not say that. Because you go back to the set piece specialty of Wimbledon back in the day, the Crazy Dons. They were set piece guys.
Yes.
You go back to Stoke City and their set pieces as well. But they are doing it, I think, in a more innovative way.
Yes.
With Wimbledon back in the day, with Stoke City, it was conventional.
Rough and tumble.
And it was physical.
Yeah, it was physical.
They are really putting in some thought into it, how they line up at set pieces, how they move in the box, how they attack, where they place the ball.
Yeah.
It's ingenuity of a different kind.
But I'd like to add also, there's a bit of physicality in there that they haven't been allowed in Europe. That's why I think they haven't scored as many set piece goals in Europe as they have in the Premier League. Very ingenious, I must say. And so, yes, credit to their set piece coach. But yeah, we've seen it before in a different iteration. Congratulations to Arsenal, because I'm going to say that Arsenal has done it.
Toby Palekchivero, he says, hi, great show indeed. Night team round once corner kwenyu nakamba apera here. Is it high time achizoka akikumba otongo pedzira bora in the lower English leagues, or probably make a switch to the South African league? Monopa Wona say, he's gone to Sheffield Wednesday. Guys, what do you mean?
He's not devoid of takers.
So he's playing. That's where he's playing. And that is a far higher league than either Zimbabwe or South Africa.
Yeah.
So
far higher league, far bigger team. He's done well. Congratulations on the move.
Yeah, and then we'll wrap it up with a couple more messages here. This one here, Anzi. Okay, I was going to delve into some of Miss Red's messages.
I'd go
so low down. And Arsenal's set pieces are akin to rugby lineouts. That is Arthur. And then Leroy Tsuro from Table View, Cape Town, says, long time sports team. As first time Yango Hunzwai this year, I'm just happy. I fixed my wife. It's Chelsea bought up an Emirates up.
I thought you were going to say, I fixed my wife. Mike, you remember when you suggested, was it on air or off air? I can't remember. When you said that, what if you were to implement rugby lineouts rules at a set piece and hold up
where you hold up the guy?
You hold up a guy and then he nods it in.
There's got to be a rule around that.
I'm right. You think
there's got to be?
There's nothing that prevents you from picking
the guy.
That's
what I said to him. I said, guys, there must be a rule against that. And you hold him up, and boom.
No, hit it down.
What's that shot?
Yeah, I guess they had to get down.
You have to throw it, and then you pop up the player.
But it's a timing. It's a timing issue, because as you hold him up, he's got to then get the elevation and head it down. It's possible.
Jova can pull
very
it off,
possible.
I can tell you.
Very possible.
As an Arthur, don't give Arteta any ideas.
Lock it. CFM stereo is untouchable.
The beating drum. The roaring fans. Take a ride on the wild side with the Africa Report on CFM Sport.
Right, let's take a look at the CAF Champions League. Al Hilal stunned South African champions Mamelodi Sundowns with a 2-1 victory in Kigali to seize control of Group C in the CAF Champions League, ending a long wait for a win over the illustrious rivals. Played at the Amahoro Stadium, the match day 4 clash swung on moments of ruthlessness from the Sudanese side, who capitalized on Sundowns' errors to climb to the top of the table at the halfway stage of the group phase. Chris, Sundowns with a reverse, Al Hilal are on to 8 points, and of course on top there. The good thing is that there's another round of matches left.
Yep.
At least 3 more matches left, which means that it's not yet do or die time for Sundowns.
Yeah, they just need a strong response, I think, in the return fixtures to really ensure that they reassert themselves as a qualification contender. They're second on 5 points, so yeah, it's not like it's doomsday, but I think it's just not what we expect to see, that Sundowns at this point still has to slug it out.
Right, elsewhere, title holders Pyramids are on the verge of securing their place in the quarterfinals after a commanding 3-0 victory over Morocco's RS Bekani in Cairo. The Egyptian side delivered a composed and clinical performance at the Air Defense Stadium on Sunday to move clear at the top of Group A, underlining in the growing authority in Africa's premier club competition. And you would never have thought that there would come along a club, Barry, pretty much like the Zimbabwean situation, where you would never have thought that there would come a club that would gazump the likes of Dynamos, Caps and Highlanders.
Yeah.
And now you've got, I think, Pyramids, who've done the same thing as well in Egypt, against more illustrious clubs.
Yes.
Al Ahly are the most decorated club in world football.
In world football,
certainly in African football, as well as Zamalek, their rivals. And here's Pyramids, who have gazumped the two.
100%. And the sort of parallels between Pyramids and Scotland are quite interesting, because when Pyramids started out, they did what Scotland did, bought the best and the brightest in Egypt and around that West Africa and all sorts, brought them together, and it didn't work
huge
out.
Huge salaries,
and it didn't work out. And then what they did was they then said, right, we're going to build a squad and a team that is a team, and they won the Champions League. Now they're looking like they're defending it very, very well.
Well, the rest of the results to come out of the CAF Champions League: Power Dynamos beat Rivers United 1-0, whilst Young Africans and Al Ahly played out a 1-1 draw in Dar. AS Far, the team from Rabat, beat JS Kabylie. This used to be a team that used to visit Zimbabwe now and again in African competition. That one ended 1-0 in favour of the Morocco side. Al Hilal Omdurman, like we said, beat Sundowns 2-1. Petro Atletico of Angola in a goalless draw with Stade Malien of Mali. Simba Sports Club of Tanzania in a 2-2 draw with Esperance de Tunis of Tunisia. And then, of course, MC Alger beating Saint Eloi Lupopo of the DRC 2-0. Now, let's get into a brief Warriors watch here, just keeping an eye, of course, on our top players who are playing in foreign lands. Marvellous Nakamba has, of course, moved on to join Sheffield Wednesday. Good move for him, Chris. Marvellous. I mean, he was a surplus requirement at Luton.
Yeah, definitely. And he joins on a free transfer. So I think when you just take a look at the move for him, it's an opportunity for renewal. He looks quite happy. When you take a look at just his energy, the pictures, the announcement. So I think this will give him a new lease of life in terms of his career.
Surprise move, Barry. Warriors defender Monashe Garanganga, completing a transfer deadline day, moved to Scottish Premiership side Hibernian. He joins, of course, from FC Copenhagen until the end of the season. Does it make sense for you? Were you caught off guard?
I was caught off guard, because in truth, when you then, in hindsight, you think to yourself, okay, we should have seen it coming. The amount of minutes he was getting at Copenhagen, it was less and less.
He's
getting a bit part player. He's getting left out of squads and so on and so forth. So we should have seen it coming. But nonetheless, we thought everything was hunky-dory, only for them to announce that he's joined Hibernian. A good move for him in footballing terms, because at least he gets to play.
Right, the two Tawandas, Mashani, still produced another outstanding display. Scored scoring a brace for Motherwell against Livingston in their 2-1 win in the Scottish Premiership. Tawanda Chirewa made his debut for League One side Barnsley on Saturday. Chirewa, of course, joined the club on Friday on a six-month loan deal from EPL side Wolves. In Germany, Jona Fabisch was also on target as his side FCRU lost 3-1 to relegation threatened Havelse in the third Liga, and that is, of course, must be at least three or four levels down in German football. And then in France, midfielder Marshall Minetta won a late penalty for his new side, Paris FC, in their 2-2 draw against Marseille in Ligue 1. Brandon Galloway was forced out of the game after picking up a groin injury during Plymouth Argyle's 2-1 loss against Stockport. Bill Antonio came on as a second half a substitute for KV Mechelen in their 2-2 draw in the Belgian League. As Jordan Zamora made his first start, played all 90 minutes and had a decent showing, of course, in their game versus Roma. And then in South Africa, Daniel Msenda made his debut for Orlando Pirates, their 2-0 win against Magesi in the Betway Premiership. Quick Bundesliga recap. Of course, Borussia Dortmund making heavy weather of it. 2-1 winners over Heidenheim. Leipzig beaten at home by Mainz 2-1. And then Eintracht Frankfurt thumped by Bayer Leverkusen 3-1. But let's talk about Bayern Munich. It's been a jittery three or so weeks for Bayern Munich. I guess it was to be expected for a side that looked near unbeatable at the start of the season.
Chris. It was going to happen. I think at some point it's going to happen. I think especially after an international window, we often see these little wobbles. But I think they're going to get back to winning ways pretty soon. It's a pretty solid team, and I think they're in good hands in terms of their manager. So it is just a blip, and they'll be back on their track soon.
Of course, Bayern Munich have dropped 5 points in their last two matches. Of course, having won the previous three. But the form team right now in the Bundesliga is Hoffenheim, who have stormed all the way up to third on the back of 5 consecutive wins. Dortmund are trying to keep Bayern Munich honest at the top of the table. They've narrowed that once double-digit lead to just 6 points on the back of 4 consecutive victories. That is Borussia Dortmund. Right, guys, we've got a minute and enough time, Barry. I suggest for us to take a look, of course, at the completed deadline deals. We already talked about Semenyo, of course, but Eindrick, he moved earlier on to Olympic Lyon. He's flattered to deceive. I wanted just to talk about Jorgen Strand Larsen. Is that a capitulation on the Wolves' part? You know, that selling your best striker, is that the white flag that says we're already planning for a life in the championship?
Yeah. I think that's the board throwing in the white towel into the ring. I think that's giving up, because when you lose your striker, no matter how much is offered for him, you need your striker when you're trying to survive. And then you've got your workhorse Marshall Minetti sent off on loan out to Paris. I think they've consigned themselves to life in the championship.
Conor Gallagher, Atletico Madrid to Tottenham, 40 million euro move aimed at bolstering Spurs midfield. João Cancelo returned to Barcelona from Al Hilal, and of course he's on loan. Chris, tonight's action is obviously Carabao action. Arsenal and Chelsea, the Gunners are leading 3-2. Chelsea playing well of late. This could be a bit of a tricky one for Arsenal to negotiate.
Definitely. I think Arsenal playing well at home, playing incredibly well, and this is going to be a tough test for them. Chelsea's got a good run of results, but I think Arsenal, you know, just popped them a set piece.
Yeah. I think tonight is -1 trophy that Arsenal can win. I think they're knocked out by Chelsea. I suppose that's hope, not expectation. Anyway, we'll catch you tomorrow. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande out.
Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if it wasn't Venus, so thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James the worst is a top 3 player in the history of basketball since the game was invented.
I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's ZFM Sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.